B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And part of the summer project, go along all summer long, we're trying to look inward. And how we view sport, how much we love sport, and how, especially the fans here, the pulse here, and are we part of actually a cruel detriment to winning because we overlove? I mean, Doug Peterson told us, Tunis and I, and he was trying to be nice, but he said, you know, we're so into it. And he basically said we're overbearing. And now we're on the precipice of two athletes, one already gone in Wentz, and another one out the door almost in Simmons. So do we hold any culpability? So we want to find out and talk to a bunch of athletes and coaches and media people. And joining us, I mean, it doesn't get better on the post-game show than getting the real approach from Seth Joyner, the great Eagle, now analyst. He will say it the way it is. And few athletes have understood Philadelphia like this man. Good morning, Seth.
What's going on, Kev?
How you been, brother? Everything all right?
All good, man.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
Trying to stay safe, you know.
Good. I really wanted to talk to you because you understand Philadelphia. You have always understood the fans here. You are a passionate man. Few athletes are like born from this soil, even though you weren't. You are. And are we too much in 2021 is the question.
Well, let me start off. I you know, I know Andrew's in the background there. He's got to pull up that audio from Doug Peterson. I got to hear verbatim what he said.
Okay.
I got time, but I'll answer your question.
Yeah, I was paraphrasing it. He didn't say it in a mean way or anything like that.
No, that's not in his nature
yeah.
to say it the mean way. I just need a little context.
Gotcha.
To hear it out of his mouth and how he said it from a guy who played here to a guy who coached here, you know, to make those assertions because he knew what he was getting into when he decided to be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think that the Philly fans are too much. I think that we have moved into an era of sports, where players, you know, have become softer and more thin skinned. You know, in my era, you know, people on the radio, people on TV, people in the newspaper, you know, even head coaches could say whatever it is that they wanted to say about a player, you know, you just had to man up. You know, because more times than not, whatever was said about you, there was some truth to it. You know, you just need to man up, you know, and own it, fix it, you know, step up to the mic. But we live in this era of emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. on behalf of organizations, head coaches, coddling players that are making, you know, a king's ransom to play a game. And when you say something critical about them or you know, and the fan itself, you know, they deserve to have an opinion. We can be a little overbearing in the media sometimes because, you know, we know that that sells. So we take it, we push it to the limit, we push it to the line. But as a guy that's making 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, sometimes $40 million, shut the hell up and deal with it.
Yeah. But I think you nailed it when you said this is a completely different time in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're right. When you played, I mean, it was nasty. Like, people were serpents and vipers, man. It was a snake pit when you played. And today, I don't know, but here's the deal. Wentz, look, you know he didn't want to come back to this place, right? Like, part of it was the Eagles, but also part of it was he didn't dig the big city thing. And then you got Ben, And I don't get the sense that he wants to come back to Philadelphia. And it's like, oh, my God, you're going to lose your quarterback and your point guard in less than a year. It's crazy.
Well, hey, listen, as far as Wentz is concerned, you know, the thing that troubled me most about it, you know, is this belief. And there are a lot of people in the media, fans, in the coaching arena that believe that, you know, the quarterback position is so exclusive that that guy shouldn't be criticized. That guy should not have to ever face competition. You know, when you stink it up the way he stunk it up, and you can make any excuse for, you know, how he played last year that you want to. You can talk about the offensive line not being healthy in there. You can talk about the wide receivers being young and not being able to separate. You can even talk about Doug Peterson's play calling. All of those things are relevant reasons why, you know, one Carson James Wentz, you know, couldn't perform at the level that he needed to, you know. But at the same time, where is your competitive spirit when it comes to, you know, fighting for your job, you know? And you didn't even talk about the city. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's rolling me out a check every Monday, you know, for $2 million, I ain't got no complaints, okay? I don't have any issues with trying to, you know, come in and compete for my job when I've stunk it up to the level that I had. This whole thing, oh, you know, I thought it was my team. It is your team, but you still got to go out every week and prove that it's your team. You got to go out and get those other 52 guys to buy into the fact that it is your team, to lead, to follow your lead. So when you don't want to compete, you know, good riddance. I don't have a problem with the move being made, you know. As far as Ben is concerned, I don't even know where to begin with this, okay? Because, you know, do you blame the process because you drafted a guy that you knew didn't and couldn't shoot the ball? Or do you blame the guy for not wanting to become the best that he could be in the offseason by finding a shooting coach and a psychology coach and figuring it out? And then you turn around and you give him a max deal? Who's making these decisions? So when you throw all of those things into the mix, you know, hey, listen, if you don't perform in Philadelphia, the thing about Philadelphia is Philly will love you forever if you lay it all in the line and you do everything that you can to win, even if you come up short, okay? But if you don't show the willingness to compete and fight and get better and learn and use every resource that you possibly can to earn that money that these organizations are paying you, listen, the fans are going to kill you, the media is going to crucify you, and the heat's going to always be there. So, again, you have the option. You can either step up and make the, you know, make the evolutionary change to your game and your mindset, or you can wilt under the pressure, and I don't think it's ever going to change.
So, and we're talking to the great Seth Joyner on the Comcast Business Hotline. Don't forget, Comcast Business, everyday business, a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. So here's the fear, is that, not obviously, you have some players with the intestinal fortitude and the Seth Joyner makeup to play here, and Joel Embiid is a perfect example, right? But are there enough to fill a team to where you can actually win consistently? Can you have enough guys in 2021 that can deal with it? That's my fear.
Well, yeah, absolutely you can. So I'll tell you what the problem is. Okay, you can have ancillary guys that can play, that can be brought along by leaders that understand, you know, the nature, the culture, the environment of Philadelphia. What you cannot have is you cannot have leaders that don't understand that. You cannot have thin-skinned leaders. And that's the problem that you face with a Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? His leadership has always been in question. Always been in question.
Yeah.
Nobody questions, you know, his fight to go out as what he does on the field, because the guy, to a fault, always tried to make something happen sometimes. to a fault. Okay? But when it came to leadership, there was always this underlying question, who is the undisputed leader on the offensive side of the ball? Okay? Can you get the other 52 guys to follow you? You know, when you go and get your point guard has to be one of the leaders on your basketball team.
Yeah.
Okay? And in order for someone to lead, they've got to have thick skin. So then that goes back to what? That goes back to your evaluation process. It's hard to figure out, you know, sometimes what a guy's made of. But in your evaluation process, you've got to determine whether this guy can be a leader or the leader of your team. And if he cannot, then you cannot make that draft pick. But if he can, then you know what? That guy is good enough and mentally strong enough to bring along everybody else and for everybody else to develop and grow and mature into the city of Philadelphia and understand what's necessary and what's needed to succeed in Philly.
That's interesting.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, you know what? When you bring up Wentz, too, you know what's amazing? Is that there were no fans there last year. Like, he got... You wanted to get about getting off the hook. He was horrible during those stretches, and there were no fans. What would have been, like, set? Like I'm thinking about if that place was filled with people, and he's missing guys wide open in front of him. He didn't even have fans
that
he wilted.
Well, hey, listen, we saw it in the Wells Fargo Center, you know, when the Sixers just basically wilted under the pressure against the Hawks.
Yeah.
You know, we can you imagine? We've seen it, you know, I've seen it not only at the Vet, but I've seen it at Lincoln Financial Field when the Philly fans are not pleased. You know, what it can sound like over there and how that deals, you know, how does a guy deal with that from a psychological standpoint? You know, does he have the mental fortitude? You know, does he have the mental strength, you know, to get beyond that? And some people just don't, you know, it wears on them over time and they get to a place where, you know, their confidence is shaken and their confidence is gone. You know, I can remember on TNT, Charles and Kenny and Shaq and EJ were having a conversation about Ben Smith, and it was very interesting because they were talking about confidence, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember tweeting, I said, you know what, the number one thing that a pro athlete has to have that's unshakable is confidence, and it's the most difficult thing to hold on to over a period of time. Now the elite guys, they have it, and it's almost a cocky thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
you see
Trey Thomas. Trey Young. He's shoulder shaking. I mean, a young guy.
Sure.
Look at the confidence. But if once a pro athlete loses his confidence, he has nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the skills, he wouldn't be there if he didn't have the skills.
Right.
If he didn't have the technique and the fundamentals, if he didn't have all the intangibles, you know, to be at the top level, he wouldn't be there. But a guy whose confidence is fractured is a guy that, you know, that will never be productive, you know, unless you can find a way to build up his confidence again. And I think that is where some of this emotional intelligence comes from, because you don't want to fracture a guy's his confidence.
Yeah.
You want to keep him high as much as you can. But when he's not producing, that's just not going to fly in Philadelphia.
Nah.
In Philadelphia, we're going to tell you that you're not doing well. We're going to critique it. We're going to analyze it. We're going to break it all down. And if you're not strong enough to deal with that, then bye-bye confidence, it flies away, and it's just going to continue to happen.
That's genius, man. You're so right about that. You're so right. And that's exactly what it is. All right, I got you. I got to ask you quickly. What do you think outlook for the 2021 Birds? Is it a rebuild, or do they have a chance to do anything?
I thought it was a massive rebuild, especially, you know, when Nick Sirianni first stepped up to the podium. I was like, my God, you know, this is worse than, you know, Doug Peterson's first interview. But this is what I learned. I learned that when Mike Lombardi came out and said what he said about Doug Peterson, and every veteran on that team stepped up in Doug's defense, I said to myself, maybe I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hardest thing for a head coach to do is get total buy-in, okay? I said, now, I'm on the outside looking in, but those players see something that I don't see. I said, because if I was tasked with following Doug Peterson at that point in time, I wouldn't follow him if he had a bag of gold coins slung over his back with a hole in them. You know,
right,
I just wouldn't. But those players see something on a daily basis that they believed in, that they, you know, that they followed. They follow him as a leader, and they won a Super Bowl. Okay, so what did I learn from that? Step back and give Nick Sirianni the benefit of the doubt.
Gotcha.
The one thing that I do like about him is that he's always talking about competition. That one interview where he came on and he apologized for being late because he was playing one-on-one basketball with Greg Ward, and Greg Ward beat him. You can talk about rock, paper, scissors all you want, but, you know, what he's instilling is competition. And competition is going to bring out the best at every position on this football team.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the offense, it's going to take – Jalen Hurts is going to have some outstanding games. He's going to have some games that's going to make you scratch your head. The underlying problem or issue is going to be if you can keep that offensive line healthy and Nick Sirianni is allowed to run the football the way he wants to run it, okay, and those young wide receivers are allowed to grow up, then offensively, I think they're going to be a little better than anyone thought. The question is going to be how quickly can the defense catch up?
Yeah.
You know, but if competition is the culture, and it's not just coming from Nick Sirianni, but it's coming from every other coach on that coaching staff, then I think, you know, this team is going to be, it's not going to be as bad as everyone thinks it's going to be. And I think this team is going to be a lot more competitive in 2021 than anyone ever thought.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's my opinion.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it's so great catching up with you. Loved your wisdom on the summer project we're doing, and I can't wait. Listen, after the Sixers hit us hard, so, you know, I'm dying for football. So I can't wait for the season to start, and we get to watch you and listen to you. So we're excited, brother.
Hey, man, listen, I'm excited, too. I hope the Sixers can figure it out, man. I mean, I was so excited. And I hope, you know, no matter what they do, you know, whether Doc and the organization can figure out a way to get in Ben's head and or whatever it is, I just hope that they can fix it. I'm looking forward to football season. I'm always looking forward to football season because, hey, we've only got a limited amount of games.
That's it.
You know, but, man, I was excited, really excited about the Sixers and the prospect, man. It just hurt my heart for them to go out and go down the way that they went out.
I know, man. Oh. But we got to 59, man. 59, you're the greatest, man. We love you. Thank you for all your time and everything. It's always a pleasure, brother.
Pleasure, you got it, man. You guys have a great day.
Here he is, the great Chad Joyner on Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.